Welcome to the Fit2 Talk podcast.
You just found the number one health and fitness podcast for performers. Thank you as always for joining us as we bring you meaningful, helpful and accurate information and
remind you that fitness doesn't have to be boring.
Right now you're listening to one of our talk episodes during which Bobby and I cut the mustard. We separate the wheat from the chaff.
I love mustard.
And if you like if you like what we do, then please leave us a review. Not based on that. Or maybe based on that
maybe
if you loved
based
it.
On that. And on that note,
It's Fit to Talk. We should explain what the hell just happened. So before we started recording, between us made that sound because of the cameras, and then we were like, What the hell is that? We're trying to work it out. I was like, it's a starting buzzer for something. It was bothering us, and Bobby, you pulled it out of the bag.
I think it's for swimming. We
think it's the buzzer, like at the Olympics for swimming at the start of a race.
I'm pretty sure that is,
It's got to be.
Well, in our head it is. Fine.
It is now.
It is.
Oh, goodness me. I did have a joke to start this off, but I've deleted it.
What? Yeah.
So I've got one.
Put it at the end.
I'm going to say.
Okay.
To me, elephants are the most important things in the world. And then at the end, you'll get the rest of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird start to the joke.
You're welcome.
You can only hear that in Dwayne Johnson's voice now.
Which bit?
You're welcome.
You're welcome. That actually wasn't a bad Dwayne. That's all right.
Decent.
It's almost like I've listened to that way too much.
Like you have listened to that too much.
I know the rap to that. Somebody said that the other day. That you're welcome song.
I know somebody who uses that rap for auditions. That song for auditions.
I think that is a genius male panto audition song for like cocky prince.
Yeah.
When it's literally like, but you have to say it really earnestly.
Yeah. That is quite funny.
And you're literally like, what can I say except you're welcome? It's very like...
It's funny.
Panto. I was like, if I ever go for a panto again, which is unlikely, I'm singing that. Yeah, even if they're like, no, you're up for the villain. I'm like, yeah?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
And? So we're going to chat about how to get strong.
Yes, we are going to chat about
like
it.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, we do want to get strong.
In order to do that, we should define what strength is for people, because it annoys me so much when people use the wrong terms. I was watching the rugby on the weekend because it's been the Six Nations, and at the time of recording it was still going, and they're going, oh, we just need more power. France has this incredible, powerful upfront thing, and we just can't match that power. And they're like, power, 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 power. And you're like, you don't know what power means. Like, you're just using the word power.
It has no meaning to you.
All that happened is they brought on six guys that were massive.
Right. Okay.
Fine. So what they had was mass.
Yeah, mass.
And strength. And when you're in a scrum, yes, you want to generate power in that sense, but both sides are incredibly well equipped for their power output. Like, power to weight ratio is like through the roof. In fact, the smaller guys are probably generating more power to weight ratio in that sense, pound for pound, but they're just heavier.
Yeah.
So by that definition, they're probably stronger. So they have more strength. Who knows about power? We don't do NFL combine tests in order to test that out. So what is strength? Strength is the maximal force that you can shift. Like move against or produce, let's say. So that doesn't mean it has to be fast. Strength can be very, very strong. Mm-hmm. Watch the Olympics when they do, you know, any kind of heavy lift. It's usually very slow.
Yeah.
Very, like a world record deadlift attempt is not a quick thing to
see. No, it's not. You don't see them banging it out.
Yeah, they're not like, bam, I'm up from the floor. You're like, okay, from the moment that weight starts to leave the floor, it's kind of very slowly, like dragged up slowly. slowly dragged up that body. And that doesn't mean that they're weak. It's like they're testing their strength. It doesn't mean it needs to be quick. No. Power is strength plus speed.
Yeah.
We'll deal with power another time.
Yeah, we can come back to power.
So we've created 10 points for people on how to get strong.
Welcome to the 10 points to get strong.
Why would you want to be strong, Bobby?
Because it's just incredibly useful in life.
Yep. And as a performer?
As a performer, I want to get strong so I can lift people.
Yeah, for guys.
Part of it.
You want to lift stuff?
you want to be strong for any number of reasons. I think it's just such a beneficial thing to have in your arsenal in every single way.
Yeah. I mean, you can't produce power if you don't have strength.
Yeah.
So it's straight up. Like you can't do any of the movements unless you're physically strong enough to do it. But also, if you imagine what capacity of your strength is each movement taking, if you can reduce that percentage, if you can go, well, this pirouette actually takes 70% of my strength. Well, actually, what if we bump up your strength so it only takes 40%? Mm. You'll be more fuel efficient on the first part. And also, it won't be as taxing on your body. Like, great, job done. Let's be strong, please.
Yeah, let's do it together.
So, number one.
Yeah.
We would want to use a combination of free weights and compound movements if possible. So compound movements being multiple joint various things, such as a bench press or a squat or a deadlift. You know, big three. If we're getting strong, let's focus on that. Super easy.
Yeah.
Job done.
They're great. Big, all the bang for your buck.
Yeah. More, please. Over to you.
Yeah. we want to learn perfect technique. Now, like, technique is just so important. You can jump straight in and you can try and lift as much weight as possible, but it's like lifting is a skill and you need to hone that technique in order to be able to lift in the best possible way. Also, you want to avoid injury, reduce that injury risk. And that way we do that is by learning the perfect technique.
100%. And your nervous system works a really specific way in how it fires up the fibers in your muscles. And so in order to produce a maximal force, you actually do need to make sure that your technique is on point first before we add weight to it, or you're going to compromise and it's going to be a pile of...
just risky.
Shit, it's going to be a pile of shit. number three, right, is use low reps. Okay, when we're training for strength, this is a no-brainer for PTs. It's like, seems so obvious, but actually most people don't know that. They're like, oh, I'm getting so strong. And I'm like, you're doing 20 reps. Like, you're not affecting your strength at all.
No.
Realistically. So we need to force the nervous system to create increased force production, right? The best way to do that is in that 1 to 5 rep range, always the way. Now, quite often if I'll say to somebody, oh, you're doing a bench press and you're doing like 3 reps, and they go, oh, well, that's easy. You're like, well, it's not heavy enough, is it? Like you still have to, even though you're using low reps, you still have to have an amount of weight on you that actually causes that response in your body, which means your nervous system has to work hard. We want to leave 1 or 2 reps in the tank. So that means 3 reps and with 1 or 2 left.
Yeah.
That means it's probably going to be very heavy for you.
It's going to be heavy.
In fact, it should be very heavy for you. Over to you.
Warm up properly. Now, I think a lot of people go, okay, I want to get strong. I'm just going to lift heavy straight out of the gate. Warm-up sets are your friend. Warm-up sets are your friend.
We spoke about this the other day, didn't we, about what we'd actually do to warm-up. And if you're being really, really specific about this and we're going to go, right, let's do your programming for you, then we'll work out that total volume. We'll go, if you did 60% of your weight, let's, for ease sake, say somebody's deadlift that they're aiming for is 100 kilos, then we might, you could go, oh, let's warm up with 10 reps at 80% and then 6 reps at 85% and so on and so on and so on. What we would do is add up that total weight that you've shifted over that time period and go, actually, that's probably way too much volume.
Yeah.
We don't want that. We need to drop this down a little bit. We'll do 10 reps at 60%, et cetera, so that you actually go in primed and ready to go. That is quite a lot of maths.
Yeah.
And so for the normal person, what would you recommend? What would you just do if you're like, let's give somebody a straight up, what do you do? When you're going in for a easy session,
my first movement is always to practice the movement itself, the movement pattern. I always go straight in with, say I'm doing a bench press, for example, go straight in with the bar, find that movement pattern, because yes, I've done bench press for years, but I want to lock into that. Mm-hmm. Like I want to lock into that straight away. And then I will start to build up that weight, but I won't go ham with how many reps I'm doing. Like I'll start off quite light.
50 reps.
Build my way up. And then by the end, then I'm in a good position. Like, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I do the same. If I'm just popping out, if I'm not following a program I've written, I am just bar maybe 60, 70% of what I'm about to shift in. Mm. If we're doing really top, if we were training for strength like this, I would build up towards it with maybe 3 reps of something, 2 reps of something and 1 rep.
Absolutely. Yeah.
In order to go for that. You know, big serious stuff, but no more than that. Right. So the next one is number five. Right. Increase the resistance every time you train. Now, this is a really, really simplistic way of saying use progressive overload. Now, I don't actually mean every single time you train. We just mean that you want to be aiming to make sure that you're getting stronger, right? So if you're eating enough, then you should be getting stronger. And if you're not overtraining, three times a week max for training for strength, absolute max, maybe less, maybe twice. So you'd go through that. We need to make sure that there's progress coming. So in order to do that, you're going to be bumping that up. I'd be buying some 0.5 kilo plates and whacking them on, or even less, just to keep going, you know, in that right sequence. How regularly you do that depends on how seasoned an athlete you are at that point. And actually, as you said earlier on, how familiar you are with the actual movement you're doing. But yes, over to you.
Train your weak points. Now, you might think, oh, I'm just going to do the big lifts. I'm just going to do big prime lifts. Accessory lifts are so important. You want to think about training the elements of the main exercise that you're doing, the elements of that you're weakest at. So for example, if your deadlift is weakest at the top, a rack pull, for example, is going to help train that. So really like assess, this is what can be great about like filming your workout, well, filming your big lifts. You can go, okay, this is the part of the lift I'm weak at. Let me train that. Let me do some accessory lifts around these big lifts to help that strength.
And also where a real, really good personal trainer comes in, right? When you're looking at that form video or watching somebody doing it in person, maybe like to be able to break that down and to have the knowledge of going, hey, here's where you're losing power, or here's where we're actually not, this isn't quite working right. Let's do this exercise to fix that. That's where a lot of that knowledge comes in really useful. You know, what do you do to increase, if you're trying to do a snatch, a dumbbell snatch with a barbell from the floor, go, well, okay, that should take you 6+ months to learn properly by performing 4 other movements in sequence and breaking it down further. I wouldn't have anyone doing a snatch with a barbell without months of prep.
Yeah, you have to build up to a barbell snatch like crazy, like this. And
people just do it.
Yeah, that's what's dangerous about, say, things like, I don't know, CrossFit.
CrossFit.
is like not taking that time to, again, it's what we were talking about earlier about learning the technique. It's a barbell snatch is such a complicated move. You have to learn that technique. That technique has to be in your bones before you can really, really go for those. So like it might look like you're just flinging it above your head, but it's not that. You have to really work at that technique.
Yeah. There's limiting your, the next one, limiting your exercise selection. Now, this is really, really important for performers because they just tend to do more and more and more and more and more and more. And more work is not better. It's just not better. You start changing what your body's trying to adapt to, which is overall volume, not one-off output, for instance. So beyond those big primary lifts that we're chatting about, and obviously there's more examples of those too, and those assisting exercises that you mentioned to break down. Really, you'd be looking at speed or skill work in addition to that, and maybe some cardio to help you stay, in good condition from a conditioning point of view. But again, not too much. We don't want to be doing so much cardio that your legs are fatigued.
No,
like just a nice, decent amount. I actually haven't put this on this list, but rest is super important. You need a nice long rest in between your sets.
Oh God, super important. Like, I think that is something that people underestimate. Is, I don't know, for example, we sometimes we'll put, say, a rest period of like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Sometimes longer. And you go, quite often people look at that and go, that can't be right.
Yeah, I'll just do 30 seconds. They obviously meant 30 seconds. You're like,
no. The 3 minutes is important. Yeah. You have to replenish your energy stores in order to be able to go into those lifts with your maximum energy, with the kind of the maximum ability to lift as much as possible. So the rest periods are hugely important.
Yeah, there's a reason Olympic lifters take 5-10 minutes in between their sets. They're not just lazy, surprisingly enough. I hate the word lazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so 3 to 5 minutes we're in that right kind of place. Yes, it's long. take a podcast.
It is, but it's...
You're listening to one right now.
You are. You could listen to us in your rest periods. So you want to train like a strongman. This is point number eight. Train like a strongman. Now, what we mean by that is you want to do big moves that just take out the entire system. So it's like, so for example, like flipping a tire, doing farmer's carries, like these big movements that are going to tax you in so many different ways. They're a great way to finish your training. So like I wouldn't suggest putting that at the beginning of a session. Like the beginning of a session is not, that's not what that's for, but at the end of your session, absolutely.
And most people don't have access to a tire flip. I get that, but it is so useful doing this stuff because it actually puts it outside of the movement ranges that you've previously been working on. We tend, even a deadlift, like it's really limited in its range, but if you pick up a sandbag off the floor to over your shoulder, it's like doing that barbell clean. It's just much safer in that instance that you actually begin to apply this in a real world way. Yeah. So that helps your joints, your tendons, everything else, just bulletproof them a little bit. It's and plus it's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's cool.
Tip number nine, eat.
My favorite
eat tip. All the food. Eat all the food, okay? You will not see giant, strong people or very, very strong men or women that don't, right? If you're not getting any bigger and you're not getting any stronger, then it's a really good indication that you need to eat more food. It's really, really simple. And in general, if your training is on point, you know that your programming's good. And over time, you go, well, I'm not putting on any size and I'm not seeing any change in the numbers. You probably need to eat more.
Yeah.
Simple as that. You go, okay, well, that's the thing that's missing, the energy to give me the outcome. And realistically, if you go 3-4 weeks without seeing, 4 weeks for somebody that's really seasoned, but for somebody who's been working out for less than 2 years consistently, then 2-3 weeks without seeing any kind of strength gain, I'm going, you need to eat more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, simple as that.
Yeah.
Right. Finally,
supplement wisely. Supplements.
We love supplements, right?
We do. And as always, supplements are exactly what they say on the tin. They supplement your diet. So, for example, you want to be taking in multivitamins, fish oil, protein. These are all essential things. You want to be getting those in anyway. Creatine, so like just studied in a ridiculous way.
The most depth, most studied supplement out there.
It's mad. And it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It is fantastic. If you want to build muscle size and strength, get on creatine.
But also, even if you don't.
Even if you don't, it just even purely for energy, it's fantastic.
People don't understand this about creatine, right? Like creatine is a naturally created substance in your body anyway. You're not like, it's not, people think it's steroids. I'm no.
It's creatine.
That's not what happens. Like most women could use a little supplement of creatine when they're pursuing their physical goals to help aid in your recovery. So especially for performers who tend to be doing, if you're teaching at a drama school for 8 hours and then you've got an audition the next day, and then you're also trying to gym around this, like something that aids your recovery is a no-brainer, right? Like
100%.
Relatively cheap as far as supplements go.
Oh God, yeah, it's fantastic.
Super accessible.
And really accessible. Like I've been recently... eating creatine gummies.
Have you?
Has been my latest
thing,
just because it was easier. It was more convenient to me. Convenient way to get it in. And I really notice when I'm not taking creatine.
My body looks different. I haven't taken any for about 2 weeks and I retain less water and my muscles look less full. So
yeah, I feel it in the energy I really notice the difference when I'm not taking creatine. So
monohydrate, if you're looking to buy some, always creatine monohydrate. You'll see all these other various strands now trying to market to you. Ignore them.
Yeah, it's nonsense. Like monohydrate, just do that. You don't need to spend a fortune on it.
Cheap, cheerful.
It's cheap and cheerful. It's all the same. Monohydrate.
It might taste like shit, but get one that doesn't.
Oh God, sometimes I gag on it. I'm like, oh, this is awful. But it's weird. It's like not flavored, but still makes me want to gag, but I think it's the idea of it. That's why another reason I started taking the gummies, because I was like, oh, this is much easier.
And they're actually nice.
Mm.
Are they not?
They're okay. They're fine.
Oh.
They're fine. They're better than the powder.
I love a multivitamin, by the way.
Do you like a chewable multivitamin?
I love a chewable multivitamin. Do you know what? Maddie got some because they were on offer a while back and they were like, I think they're for kids, obviously.
Yeah.
But great. They're not ideal. I'm happy to have tablets that are chewable.
So
normally I'm getting that. But when I got those, I felt like I was having a fruit gum. I was like, this is a winner. I'm terrible at having omega-3 or fish oil.
Yeah, that is one that I neglect. I have done it. I've taken it many times in the past, but I do neglect it. I do eat a fair amount of oily fish. So I do.
You're probably fine.
I'm okay. I think I don't think I'm particularly deficient in it.
I'm obviously,
but I probably should.
I'm obviously allergic to it. So not fish oil, but to fish in some way.
Yeah.
So it's the thought of it is unappealing. Although it's supposed to make my brain work better. So
your brain's working fine.
Is it?
Without it.
Is it though?
Mine is less than, can't even think of the word. There you go. That's exactly it. I need more fish oil.
We need to get you some fish oil.
I need some fish oil. You could also get another supplement that's worth looking at is betalanine. If you've ever had a pre-workout and your face has felt itchy as hell, that's the betalanine.
So yes.
Get amongst it. It's another great supplement.
You love betalanine. shall we jump through to the joke?
Yeah, let's do it.
And then I'll just recap that. So I said, to me, elephants are the most important thing in the world. Everything else is irrelevant.
Oh my God. That is awful.
It's maybe the worst one we've had in a while, right?
That is awful.
That's the one I found last minute. That's how you know.
You should be ashamed of that.
I am ashamed.
That's terrible.
Ashamed, but also proud.
No, don't be proud.
So
there's no pride in that.
To recap what we've got for strength, we've got use those compound movements, free weights, whatever you need. Learn perfect technique, and we're not messing around. Perfect. When you're dealing with low reps, we need exceptional technique.
When you're dealing with high weight, you want that good technique.
Number three, use low reps. Number four, warm up properly. Number five, increase the resistance regularly. Number six, train your weak points. Number seven, limit your exercise selection. Eight, train like a strong man. Nine, eat.
Essen.
And 10, supplement wisely. On that note, thank you so much for joining us for Fit 2 Talk. Don't miss our next guest episode. We are joined by another fantastic guest.
Yes, we will be. And you can find us on social media at Fit2Perform West End. As always, if you've got any questions you want to answer by us, you know what to do. Get in touch with us, wise old owls. We'll be in the old DMs. Get amongst it. Slip slide in there.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll be being an owl.
Oh.
Wise owl. Supplementing wisely. I'm an owl. Ow!
If anybody gets that reference, please write in because Bobby will love you forever.
I will love you if you get ow!
And reference. Do not forget to leave us that review. And if you like what you've heard, then we have been Fit to Talk with me, Stefan.
And me, Bobby. And if you didn't like it, we've been Joe Wicks. Peace.
Is that like pea soup?
Pea soup.